our guest. FreewayEnterprise.com is the site. FreewayEnterprise.com. To send letters to the judge and say, hey, this guy, you can go watch the YouTube videos the last 3 years, speaking to kids, saying, don't use drugs, it's not cool. But he's also talking about government drug dealing and things. They have the big VH1 highly rated special, Planet Rock, that he's the centerpiece of, and they admit it's the biggest false incarceration ever to cover up CIA drug dealing. That's why they want to put him back in jail, because he's really starting to get attention. There's all sorts of movie deals going on. They don't want his story getting out there right now. That's why they're doing this. Kevin Booth, you were just bringing up that VH1 special during the break. Give us your take on why they want to throw Ricky back behind bars.
Well, like you said, I mean, he's just, people are starting to accept him as a legitimate voice. You know, I mean, you've had all these rappers out there saying all these things for years on both sides, that it's both glamorous and not glamorous. And then you've got the other rapper. Well, I'm not going to mention his name, but it sounds familiar. Sounds a lot like Ricky Ross's name, that has been putting out platinum records, getting all this attention. And now Ricky just kind of comes out of nowhere and he's building this huge legitimate following, and people are starting to take him serious. And he doesn't really have like a pony in the race, per se, like all these other guys do. He's just kind of telling it how it was.
When you got a bunch of pretenders and then the real guy shows up, it's like Ulysses shows up after 20 years being gone and everybody's taking over his house in his name.
Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And you know, I've been fighting hard to get that back, because I'm like, you know, how can you write this? Who's writing these songs for you? You know, where are you getting these stories from? You know, and you was a correctional officer. You worked for the government. And you know they're not going to let me work for the government with my record, with my history, how they think about me. So if they let a guy who comes in and he's worked for the government, you already know that they checked him out thoroughly. And they know exactly what he's done and what he's not going to do.
Kevin?
I think it's interesting that one of the reasons that Ricky's getting in trouble right now, they're trying to claim, is because Ricky's out there actually working for free. And that they can't accept the fact that, you know, he's like traveling around doing all this stuff and not making any money for it. And that's one of the, like, isn't that one of the angles that they're using?
Yeah, it is. They're wondering, how am I able to travel? And what happened, a guy saw what I was doing, and he works for the airline. He just told me, he put me on his buddy pass. So, you know, some days I have to sleep in the airport for 2 days, you know, to get on an airplane when a seat opens up. But, you know, for the kids and to get my message out, you know, I'll do that. And he can't understand.
Well, Ricky, you know, that's ridiculous. Instead of everybody letting them, you know, take your name and claim big deals and all this, you should just put out a basic DVD with images talking about your history and have some, you know, somebody sell it. And I guarantee you, you'd make enough money to live comfortably and be able to travel around and get your message out that way instead of sleeping in airports. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, it has been tough, Alex, but you know, I'm committed to doing this. You know, when I was in prison, when I was in prison, I told you that what I wanted to do, and that I was going to fight against this drug war, and with the message that they're preaching, you know, on our records and through our airwaves, because I believe that they're brainwashing our kids. You know, they're brainwashing our kids into believing that if you're not a drug dealer, that you're nothing. You're not important. And I think that that's wrong to teach a kid the way he's willing to die for it. You know, Alex, when I was coming up, I was willing to die for this drug stuff. And right now they're teaching our kids that if you don't have this, you're nothing. You're not important, so you might as well be dead.
Wow. I mean,
it's interesting. It's interesting if you look at the cartels. I don't know if you studied how much about the cartels you studied, that these guys actually build mausoleums for themselves over there with air conditioning. And they, it's actually become a culture over there in Mexico where they worship these guys that die at the age of 21. And it's all just celebrating like how much money they made and how quick they made it. And of course, all the kids want to be like these guys. What else? How can you blame them?
Well, they've got a lot of Tejano singers pumping it up and making it sexy and cool. And that's all the CIA on record, making it glamorous, making it cool. Down in Mexico now, they're worshiping the skinny one, the Grim Reaper. And look, 40,000 dead in 3 years. I mean, this is worse than Vietnam per year. Ricky, I want to come back with you and Kevin and get back into this brainwashing the kids. Use the drugs, you're exposing it. They want to throw you back in jail. This is a massive travesty. You also got to watch your back like Gary Webb. Stay with us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Extremism and defense of liberty is no vice.
All right, it is the final segment. We don't have time to get any more callers. We'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow, live. And then I'm going to be broadcasting from the Federal Reserve. I'm going to go ahead and go up to Dallas Thursday night, up there at the Dallas Fed. Then I'm going to move on Saturday and Sunday to other Federal Reserve compounds around the state of Texas. But I'm calling on people all over this area to converge and camp out at the Federal Reserve in and around on the sidewalks. If you're angry about what's happening, I want to draw attention to the actual money laundering mega banks, the Big Six Federal Reserve shareholders who've all been caught laundering drug money over and over again and taking houses that they didn't even have a deed to and that weren't delinquent in payments. You know, that's come out with Bank of America. And the week after that, I'm going to go and demonstrate at Bank of America, you name it, because they've been caught red-handed over and over again and not gotten in trouble. It's time to not just let the left have a bunch of controlled, you know, people protesting capitalism. And I know most of Occupy Wall Street aren't doing that. My point is we are going to go directly after the real issue. Speaking of getting this country back, Ron Paul came in third in fundraising, $8 million. Rick Perry raised $15 million, but he's got a really bad history. And the more we expose him, the more he'll fall in the polls. But again, you can go to InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com, other sites. Paul hauls in $8 million. Rick Perry hauls in, I'm sorry, $17 million. There you have it. Ron Paul, of course, on average had less than $50 donations. Perry, on average, had $3,000 donations, the maximum amount. It's just truly disgusting. We've got to do something about that guy. And Herman Cain's just as bad, folks. Total globalist. Talks a good game, but worked for the Federal Reserve. That's all coming up. And I'll be back, of course, tonight, 7 o'clock, with InfoWars at Nightly News at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we got G. Edward Griffin on tonight. G. Edward Griffin on tonight with us. And then we're going to do an extended interview and air the rest of it Friday on the Nightly News. So G. Edward Griffin coming up tonight, PrisonPlanet.tv, 7 o'clock. Now, going back here, I'm going to try to shut up here for the last 10 minutes. And this is so important. Get Ricky on as soon as we can after this, because I don't want him to get sent off to the hooscow again, because his testimony is so important and he's had courage. You were getting, sir, into the fact that you're on record. I've seen the videos criticizing the rappers promoting the drug culture. And you're clearly saying this is brainwashing, selling it as cool. You're telling the kids it isn't cool. And they're trying to, and you've got the letters there on your site, they're trying to put you back in jail saying you're promoting a culture of drugs.
Yeah.
By saying in the drug war, which puts the money into it, which pushes the culture of drugs, they're saying because you want to end prohibition that you're a drug pusher again. And then let's expand on them not letting you on with John Stossel.
Well, John Stossel had contacted me about, he heard me speaking on NPR, I think it was, radio. And when I was on there, I talked about how if they take one drug dealer off the street, the demand is still there. So what winds up happening is from that one who controlled that area, now 10 guys want to take over that area. So now these guys are all starting to grow and become as big as this one guy was. So instead of having one guy that was controlling everything, now you got 10 guys that's fighting over this particular area. And it don't matter how many of these guys you take off the street, somebody's going to come in and want to take that position. So I was telling them that it's like repetitive. And then even when you take this guy off the street, not only that, but the price goes up. You know, when the price goes up, then that makes people who otherwise wouldn't get involved saying, you know what, $100,000, I'm interested.
Also, it causes more of the addicts to break in and rob liquor stores and do all and steal copper to be able to buy the more expensive product.
Exactly. So all that is fueled by prohibition. And I really believe that this is something, because I'm also working on a movie right now with a drug addict. You know, I spoke at one of these drug houses a couple months back, and when I did, one of the drug addicts came up and she started telling me about her story, and it just reminded me of when I used to be selling, and I was inside of these houses where they used all the time, and it hit me and was so profound. I said, you know what? Nobody has told this story from the drug addict's point of view. And she said, I never wanted to be a drug addict. I wanted all the money that the drug dealers was making. But the only thing, I tried my product and got hooked. So when you look at all that, the money and prohibition is definitely one of the main attractions.
Now, you're speaking out to get rid of the prohibition that would end all this overnight, so they want to throw you back in jail because they're all part of the same system. Kevin?
Well, I was going to say, I think it's very interesting to note that, you know, back during the days of Pablo Escobar, I think, which went up to like 93, 94, something like that, I'm not sure, that as bad as it was, he kind of had like this whole system like under control. And it's kind of interesting to note that as soon as they killed him, that gave birth to this huge onslaught of the Mexican cartels. And so it's like the same old thing, like Ricky was just saying, you know, you cut off a head and 10 more heads grow. Well, you know, now the business has been taken out of even the Colombian pan, where only the Colombians now, just all they're allowed to do is just manufacture it.
And now Rick Perry says send U.S. troops to Mexico to fight with the Mexican army. The Mexican army are the biggest drug dealers. They're fighting with the other cartels. This is an unwinnable war because you have poverty and people that can make billions of dollars off of this, and they've got a culture of death being sexy. This isn't going to end. And I think the globalists have pushed this drug war so far, it's now going to consume them, and we're hearing more and more voices in government, including conservatives, saying decriminalize now.
Yeah, no, it's turned into a turf war. I mean, at first it was just the money fueling their ability to sell cocaine, but now it's all the money they make from selling cocaine, like, fueling their turf war. And it's obvious that, you know, certain cartels such as the Guzman del Chapo, or however you pronounce that, is totally becoming one with the government.
And you know what, too, Alex, you cannot declare war on drugs. But this war is a war on the people, plain and simple. There's no way you can fight cocaine. How can you fight cocaine when it doesn't even have any power? Cocaine is powerless. It's only the only power that cocaine has is what the people give it. We make it valuable. When you look at a coca leaf, what is a coca leaf? It's no more valuable than the grass that grow out in our yard, but it's the value that we put on it. When we make it valuable, then that's when everything gets crazy.
I just think that we need to start examining, like, what, like, an end to prohibition could really look like, because you always get the same thing. You know, people are, like, going, so you're saying that you should be able to buy crystal meth at a 7-Eleven and all this? I mean, I think people on our side need to start coming up with, like, a real definition of
it's what Ron Paul says. You regulate it, and it's seen as a disease, and Europe's done it in most areas, and the use goes way down. So them claiming Ron Paul wants two-year-olds to inject stuff. I can buy methamphetamine behind a 7-Eleven here in town. So I can drive down to East 11th and buy crack cocaine right now if I want to.
And the cops, down in L.A. too. It's wide open. I mean, they stand out on the street with it all day long.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, I've driven through certain areas of town going to different community events and stuff and have the crack dealers run up and, hey, let me give it to you. Yeah. And there's cop cars driving right by and they're not doing anything about it. Now, I want to expand on this. Kevin, you got cut off by a break earlier. You were bringing up, and this has actually come out, that you know people would get busted bringing drugs in, and the government would say, we're going to let you go, but now you're going to deliver it through this Border Patrol agent. And our Border Patrol's got a lot of good men and women in it, but let's be honest. A lot of them, especially the supervisors, they're some of the biggest drug dealers in this country, and it's come out that Sinaloa is allowed to ship right through those border checkpoints. They've got them 100 miles into the state, and they flag them and let them come through. And I will not let the Border Patrol, known for drug dealing, search my car looking for their products. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been in jail with a Border Patrol agent that flagged them through. And somehow they didn't go along with the system, and they throw them in there with us. So absolutely, I've seen that firsthand.
Kevin, tell us about your sources.
Yeah, no, I mean, well, I'm going to protect my sources right now because I'm working on
it. I don't mean tell us who they are. I mean, tell us the information.
Well, this guy was, like, flying shipments for a cartel. He was landing, you know, on the American side of the border. He got caught. He got turned into an informant. And the only thing that changed was where they wanted him to land. You know, having him land up right here, that's all that changed. And then they took it from there, and that was it. And that's how he stayed out of prison.
Wow.
It's unbelievable, Kevin. Well, you've done so much great work.
Yeah, I appreciate you too, Kevin, with all the work you've done for me when I was in prison and the things that you've been doing for me since I've been out. Because you really, you know, Kevin has helped me get a job and you know, things that a lot of other guys just getting out of prison didn't have. And I really appreciate that. And you too, Alex, you guys have really supported me. You know, when I got out of prison, I remember you asked me on the air, was I thinking about committing suicide or did I have any suicidal tendencies? So just those things that you guys have done for me have really been helpful. And I still don't plan on committing suicide, Alex. I still love life. If I had to go back and do 6 months, absolutely would not kill me. Okay?
Well, that's important to say. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm going to study. And when I come out, I'm going to get right back on the same plan.
Wonderful, Ricky. What were you saying, Kevin?
I was going to say, and the difference between Ricky and the rest of them is that Ricky never got high off his own supply.
Absolutely.
Now
I don't drink alcohol, and I don't smoke cigarettes either.
No, I've seen the videos of you out there giving speeches. You look super, super fit for your age. look, in closing here, people need to stop this travesty of justice. You're out there telling kids not to use drugs, but you're also saying in this failed drug war. It's been great for the banks making the money, but it's been a failure for us, the people. It is a war on our liberties. They put it out there. Then when we pick it up, they put us in jail for it. It'd be like if they said, if you have a gray rock in your pocket, you go to prison. And then the government comes and dump trucks of gray rocks in front of schools. I mean, you know, that's the big criminal activity. So folks need to go to freewayenterprise.com or freewayrick.com. They need to go there. They need to send letters. And they need to also support what you're doing, Ricky.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I really appreciate everybody's support. And I won't stop doing what I'm doing. I love y'all.
Well, we appreciate your courage as well, even though you've been threatened. Kevin, we appreciate you, my friend. I'll say bye to you guys. I'll see you tonight, 7 o'clock, Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, retransmission starts now.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame.
Okay, Roseanne Barr is scheduled on this radio broadcast coming up in the next hour and a half or so. She's scheduled to be popping in sometime in the third hour today. And I'm going to ask her, I mean, is it a joke about killing rich people, cutting their heads off? I know she's a comedian, so I want to give her a chance to respond if that was serious, what she was talking about on Max Kaiser's show. So I look forward to interviewing her and hopefully having a serious discussion with her, because it was one of the biggest stories in the country Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Now, here we are on Wednesday. So I look forward to talking to her coming up in the third hour today. Now, continuing here, I will get more into what it means that the Democrats are attempting to flush Barack Hussein Obama down the collectivist toilet bowl. Now, they could still have him rise as a phoenix, and we enter the prime vector area right now. We're entering the zone right now of staged false flag terror. We're entering the zone of absolute economic implosion and panics. We're entering the zone of Israel blowing the daylights out of military sites, and their plan's been out for years, over 200 sites to be hit with smart bombs, bunker busters, super bunker busters, you name it. And Iran is going to go completely ape. There's not going to be any need for the globalists to stage terror attacks. They're going to use asymmetrical warfare and activate Hezbollah cells in Israel and probably in the West. And then the establishment is going to use that as an excuse to clamp things down. Al-Qaeda has reportedly gotten upwards of 10,000 heat-seeking missiles in Libya, shoulder-fired. And, of course, NATO put them in power. But that won't matter when they start attacking with those. It'll just be, we've got to stick our hands down your pants and set up domestic checkpoints because Al-Qaeda got thousands of heat-seeking shoulder-launched missiles. With one of these, a teenager with no training, just aim it. When it starts beeping, pull the trigger with this particular type of heat seeker that Gaddafi had a bunch of. You just drive out to the airport. You can sit there 2 miles from the airport in your truck and wait till planes fly over, step out, and just blow them out of the air all day long. It'll go up, blow out one of their main engines, blow the wing off. It'll be a disaster. Some reports a month ago said 2,000. Now they're saying upwards of 10,000 shoulder-fired heat-seeking missiles. Turn it on, powers up, flip the eyepiece up. When it starts beeping and goes to a solid tone, it's got its heat seek, pull the trigger. Heat-seeking missile goes out. Boom. Goes right into the engine. The particular heat seeker, I looked up the type. They're saying several, but the one they got thousands of can go up to 5,000 feet with extreme accuracy, 8,000 feet with moderate accuracy. So you get your plane taken off over here at Austin Bergstrom, where my office is pretty close to, and whether it's a terrorist or some criminal mercenary they fund to do it or a globalist, they just go out wherever it is in the country, start shooting down airplanes. That would make 9/11 look like child's play. In a matter of minutes, they could say at high noon, shoot down every aircraft that takes off from every major airport. There's planes always landing and taking off. You don't have to shoot one that's even taking off. Of course, you can shoot them as they come in for landings. And then it crashes into the entire airport. Then the aircraft can't land. That's what Special Forces dream, by the way. The Soviets, of course, trained during a nuclear war to have sleeper cells activate and do just that. Go out to airports and shoot down the aircraft. And then all the planes in the air can't land, and it creates total panic. Some of the other special forces tactics the Russians and the U.S. is trained for is how to go up with simple chemicals into high-rise buildings and dump them into the air conditioning system, killing everyone in the building. You know the type of chaos that'll create? You know what a five-man team can do to a major city in 1 hour? Total panic. Buildings on fire everywhere. This is asymmetrical guerrilla warfare. You think the TSA sticking their hands down your pants can keep you safe from that? You think checkpoints outside the airport? Real bombers would just attack that checkpoint. Checkpoints are actually where real terrorists are trained to attack. It's all bull. None of it has to do with protecting you. It's about federalizing all of society. Now, when we come back, I'm going to break down the geopolitical meltdown that's beginning. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi everyone, it's MZ from the InfoWars team. You know, since we launched InfoWars team with Alex last January, over 7,500 InfoWarriors have signed up to be on the team, and over $500,000 in longevity product sales commissions have been paid out to InfoWars team members, just for trying our unique health products, feeling better, and sharing with others. Can you think of a better, more satisfying way to earn money? The opportunity is there, waiting for you at InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up for $10 one time, then get on the Alex Pack that contains a month's supply of all 90 essential nutrients every body needs to fight off disease, stress, and to maintain peak physical and mental performance. You decide how much you want to earn, enough to cover the cost of your products, a few hundred extra dollars per month, or enough to quit your job and make way more money than you do right now. You decide. But take action now. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up, get on the Alex Pack, and see what happens. InfoWarsTeam.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
News. I want to try to calm down a little bit. I also want to get on to a cryptome.org article we got up at InfoWars.com where they've dug out Apple's subsidiary companies that are actually DARPA. And see, when I say Google's DARPA or Apple's DARPA, I've seen all these documents and read them over the years and seen it in PBS documentaries, little mentions. And then people are like, what's your proof? Just go do the research. It's everywhere. You'll find more than I ever found. There's a big article on that. Introducing SIRI, DARPA's ghost and Apple's machine. They always planned, it turned out, with DARPA in the early 1980s with Apple to then have the PC phase out as an alternative, have Apple come in. And the whole time, Apple was actually running programs in the background to try to teach computers to be artificially intelligent. It's funny, my wife called me about this separately. She heard this on NPR. As I got to the office, she was driving around. She listens to it to monitor it and said, they're talking about AI stuff embedded for almost 30 years in Apple stuff and DARPA. And then separately, I get here and it's on InfoWars.com about it. And I knew DARPA was involved in the very founding of it, all out of that same group there in Oregon and Washington State. And this is how the globalists control society. They decide what's standardized. They decide when the barcode comes out. 1986, universal adoption, because Walmart and the Defense Department finally said, we will accept no shipments from any vendors who do not have barcodes. And they have big consortiums saying, we, by 2025, major industry in the Pentagon will demand brain chip implanting to have any commerce. And that's in my book, by the way, Descent into Tyranny, copies of the Department of Defense. That came out in 2000. Federation of American Scientists released it. The Pentagon asked it be reclassified. They said, we did allow that to be declassified. We decided to reclassify it. And they removed it, but we have a copy of it. It's online as well. And if you're a new listener, I know this sounds crazy. Okay, I'm not the crazy people setting all this up. I'm just telling you what they're doing. And they say their goal is to then phase everybody into tanks, virtual reality tanks, from birth to death, and that with artificial reality, you'll never have any pain, and that your own body heat will supply power to the machines. You may have heard of that. Do you think the movie The Matrix, that the Wachowski brothers thought that up? No. That is a Pentagon future war game scenario. Now, I don't know if they're going to actually carry that out, but they're trying to. We're almost to the point of robots working on robots on robots. Humans won't even be needed for the military soon. And then the real tyranny starts with these technocrats who believe, like Kurzweil and others, that they're going to merge with the machines and then the rest of us are going to be obsolete. I mean, you can read these statements. And the leader of this was the genetic experiment, Julian Huxley. He was the leader of the eugenics movement and the head of the UN UNESCO program, standardizing all global education, everything. He was really the global leading technocrat carrying out the elites program. He was part of a four family slash British royalty breeding program. I know you're a new listener. Just type in Huxley's part of secret British breeding program. It was declassified in the 60s. It had been going on for over 100 years at that time. Most of the children were born dead or totally mentally retarded, but a few were actually born with super IQs. They were also had a lot of mental problems. You know, his brother in 1932, of course, wrote Brave New World, which you read the book, is actually everything they're trying to do now. And he said before he died in 62 in a Berkeley speech, this was actually the plan. You see, you're not in Kansas anymore. 1932, cross-human species cloning, suboid, fluoride the water to brain damage you. All battle plan, total precision. But they're behind schedule. But they are carrying the operation out with precision. Oh my God! The reality is so much more insane than anyone can even imagine. And we are run by a bunch of inbred, crazy, mad scientists who the big banking families and the Rothschilds. They said, "You can give us extended life. You can set up a technocracy. Here's all our money. Here, we'll finance your four scientific families." Interbreeding starting in 1850 or so, the Huxleys, the Wedgwoods, the Galtons, the Darwins. I mean, this is all mainline history. And then they wrote the blueprint for the plan, and then the great-grandson of the start of this is over there running the United Nations. UNESCO sets the school curriculum, the roads, the standards, everything. And he wrote books. We own them. We have stacks of them in Aaron's office. I have stacks at home. I can't even read them anymore. It's all the same thing said in different ways. They're going to build a world government. And by the 50s, he said, we're embarrassed by the eugenics. We've got to all change our names. Eugenics Quarterly became this. You know, they changed all the names. And we're going to call ourselves transhumanists and offer people extended life if they merge with the machines. But that'll be for the general public, an enslaving system. But for us, the elites, we are going to merge with this new advanced technology. Now, whether that's going to happen or not, by the 70s, and it was again declassified in 2000, The Pentagon, by the 70s, the early 70s, was envisioning humans as the power system in tanks, running a geothermal system with wires into our brains. I mean, we're not in Kansas anymore. And people watch these videos online, millions of people, and millions a week, and they sit there and I see their comments. And they're like, look at this crazy man. I've done news reports. I've shown you all the documents. I'm real busy this week with the Occupy the Federal Reserve movement we're launching. But I tell you what, we'll do a eugenics to the Nazis to transhumanism report. I'll have Aaron do a big one next week. 10 minutes with documents, video clips, all of them saying it. I'll have Huxley, Julian Huxley saying it. I'll have Aldous Huxley tell you. I'll have the charts on their breeding programs, how they're poisoning the water. I'll just give it all to you. How's that sound? And I'll dig out that only way to find it is usually it was like two copies of my book left. Hey, do me a favor. It's behind that camera over there. Will somebody give me Descent into Tyranny? It's over there on the counter. And then it's got a few pages of the full document that's online. I forget the name of it, where DARPA was saying in the 70s to the Pentagon that they were going to put everybody in hive mind tanks. Thanks. I just want to, and again, Descent into Tyranny is not out of print because it's out of physical print. It is posted in full at prisonplanet.tv. And it's sold out. They don't have any more in the back. It's just right there behind that camera. I mean, I can grab it during the next break. It's fine if you guys don't want to walk in front of the cameras. And you know, so much, I come in here to do this show, and it's like, why even talk about Rick Perry? Why even talk about all these people? They're just puppets. Well, you have to respond to the puppets and get into all the minutia. You have to cover all of this, or you can't extricate people out of the matrix. Yeah, here's my book. Right here. This is 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, and somewhere in here I have a screenshots of the document. There's the Wildlands Project and UN Conventional Biological Diversity Plan to destroy biodiversity in the United States to restore it by taking over half the land off use. No, it's not that map. Here's one of the Pentagon systems talking about microchips and cyber situation. Storyboard from Army document on implantable microchips. That's part of it. And let me have a document cam shot. I'll show people some of this. And then if you go to this full document that I know they pulled off the Federation of American Scientists when they asked it to be reclassified, I know it's copied everywhere in the Google Wayback Machines and all those other archive systems. And it says ethical and public relations issue. And it's got the Pentagon talking about how 2025 they'll get all this done. Implanting things in people raises ethical and public relations issues. While these concerns may be founded on today's thinking, in 2025 there will not be so alarming. We already are evolving towards technology implanting. For example, the military currently requires its members to receive mandatory injections of biological organisms, i.e. the flu shot. Yeah, now they got nanotech in it. That actually changes brain chemistry. In the civilian world, people will receive mechanical hearts on their organs. Society has come to accept most of these implants as part of fact. By 2025, it is possible medical technology will have nerve chips that allow amputees to control artificial limbs, it's already here, or eye chips that allow the blind to see. The civilian populace will likely accept an implantable microchip that allows military members to defend vital national interests. Furthermore, the U.S. military will continue to be a volunteer force that will freely accept the chip because it's a tool to control technology and not a tool to control the human. And then it goes on in here. I know in the document it talks about these tanks that will live in virtual reality, tanks with a hive mind. Let me keep reading here. Let me keep looking here. Here's Andy Rooney, who's announced he's going to there's a video clip of this actually in Road to Tyranny. Something has to change, though. They have to find a better way of identifying bad guys, or the rest of us are going to stay home and watch the world go by on television. But we need some system for permanently identifying safe people. Most of us are never going to blow anything up, and there's got to be something better than one of these photo IDs, a tattoo somewhere maybe. And that's why they're now groping you at the NFL. He was talking about being ID'd at the NFL. Now they just grab your genitals, and their answer is already at the airports. oh, well, we put you through a face scan, and then we approve you can travel or not. I'll look around during the break and try to find the part where they talk about the tanks. I know it's in the document we reference in the book, regardless. And we'll do a news report on that next week, as I said. The point is, truth is so much stranger than fiction. Now, I said I would said I'd get into this geopolitical news. But first, I want to tell you about some of the sponsors that make this radio show possible before we get into Israel openly talking about striking Iran and Iran vice versa. eFoodsDirect.com, our friends over at eFoodsDirect.com are now offering free shipping to anywhere in the United States on all of their products. They do this roughly about every 9 months. I looked it up. Now, their products for a limited time. There is a lot of uncertainty out there right now with everything going on recently, hurricanes, unemployment, predictions of hyperinflation, and more. This needs to be absolutely a central point. Everybody needs portable food. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Click their banners on our sites or pick up the phone and call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. And this does end October 9th. So eFoodsDirect.com. Continuing Survival, RX.com. Just the word survival and then RX.com. They've been a big sports nutrition company for a decade, and they've developed a triple nitrogen flushing system that allows their vitamins to last for decades and decades. It's proprietary. It's super high quality. SurvivalRx.com. With all this legislation trying to ban and restrict vitamins and other things, it's important to go to SurvivalRx.com and check that out as soon as possible. And lastly, we are now carrying the ProPure water filters and discounting them out of the gates. And you can go to InfoWars.com and click on the online video bookstore / Patriot Apparel area that funds our operation, but more importantly, gets vital intel out and key InfoWar weapons to everybody. We also have this super high quality, the next generation. They've been out for a few years, but I've been testing and searching and trying to find the best, quite frankly, for my family, and have settled in on the Pro Pure. You can look at it against the leading competition, and it just blows it out of the water. Pun intended, at a stainless steel spigot, not leaky plastic ones. That's Pro Pure, and it's all available at InfoWars.com, discounted even more than the factory wholesale supplier. So price check that for yourself. ProPure, the latest generation, what my family uses, available at InfoWars.com, or you can call here and order at the office and ask any questions. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. By the way, they are having an EcoFest run by the Austin Chronicle owner, Lewis Black's his stage name, and they're now starting an EcoFest, I guess, to figure out ways to take over society and shut down select power plants and other things, and we're going to be reporting on that coming up. Every day or so, I see articles like this. This is out of the SJ Journal, the Springfield, Illinois State Journal Register. And it says the main plants to close in Ameren to close and the Hudsonville plants under new EPA regulations. They are shutting down two of the major power plants and getting rid of the employees. And that's just the way it is. You can go read this article. I want to get into this later. And again, every day without looking, I see the power plants. The head of the Energy Department told the Wall Street Journal, in February of this year, he said, you're going to see massive power plant shutdowns. In fact, let's just prove that to people. Google, head of Energy Department, we're going to shut down massive numbers of coal plants. And Obama promised to bankrupt them, but not all of them. General Electric, if it's their plant, they don't have to follow the old rules. They're totally exempt from everything. And if you hire General Electric to take over the running of your plant, you're fine. Now, all these other plants, now General Electric's got to agree, though. You can't be in competition with one of their others. So I thought I would cover the Austin Journal's report from the State Commission's own admission. Corporations will only have a 13% increase, and government is exempt, so more total discrimination. And here's the headline. Austin Energy's proposed rate increase garners speculation, and it goes on. 13% rate hike stirs mixed feelings about users. But they say it's for the earth, so it's like an indulgence. 500 years ago, you know, you'd pay the Vatican money to get your child that died out of purgatory or whatever. You pay Al Gore that now. But they shut down a lot of the power plants here that were city-owned that we paid for. And then overnight, the prices have already roughly doubled on average the last few years, last 5-6 years. But now to 28.7 increase for citizens, 13 for corporations, governments exempt. Just like government buildings are exempt from blackouts. Let me continue. It's just like in Romania they were under Ceausescu. But Austin Energy has outlined an increase that's actually 60% on citizens. If you use above a certain amount, it goes to 60. So the smart meters gang rape you. They promised they wouldn't, but of course they are going to. We'll get into the World War III news straight ahead.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Okay, we're back live. I want to get into the whole Iran situation and more. We do have Roseanne Barr scheduled to be joining us. Ray McGovern's popping in. Freer Ricky Ross on government drug dealing and more with Kevin Booth. Now, the entire society has been set up to make us dependent. And when the IMF and World Bank, both foreign consortiums of the global six megabanks, when they take over your country, they double and then triple water and utility. That's their big tax. And then when people riot over it, that's even better. They call that the IMF riot. That got leaked in 2002. They like that because that destroys confidence even better. And then they just put in president after president. It doesn't matter. The bankers are in place. This is done all over the world. This is a strategic rollout plan by the Federal Reserve here domestically, part of the larger world banking system. But I just wanted to show you out of Austin Metro Paper, and they have links to the Texas Energy Commission and others admitting this. The headline's a 13% rate hike starting in the next year. But when you read, it's actually a 28.7% increase when they average them together. But it goes on to say corporations pay 13% more. Citizens on average 28.7%. But wait, it gets better. Here's the highlighted part of it. This is directly from the Austin Energy Cost of Service Study. And they put one of these out, last year and talked about $3 billion it's going to cost Austinites in the next 3 to 5 years. I mean, we're talking about bigger than the entire budget every year combined. Just absolute theft. Here it is highlighted for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Austin Energy. Here, I'll just show it to you right here. Right here. See, folks. I'm going to try to show people a document cam shot, just like right in here. Or just wherever we can show it. Yeah, right there. The residential segment. Austin Energy has outlined 4 increased rate options. Oh, your options are this form of robbery, that form of robbery, the other form of robbery, or this form of robbery. And it goes on to say, depending on how much you use, you'll be penalized if you use too much. Just like people that use more water, higher rates kick in. 60% higher, or as little as 5 if you're a good little greenie. In comparison, commercial and industrial users face a charge as high as 22%, or as low as 1%. And then the big corporations know how to fill out all the paperwork and red tape and get out of it. So what does this have to do with the environment, just charging everybody more money? Going in, having regulators shut down the smaller companies, then there's less power companies. Now they can charge whatever they want and make Enron-type profits every day of the week. It's the same thing Enron did 10 years ago in California. They were making billions of dollars of extra profit a day in some cases. And if you go and talk to environmentalists in Austin, you tell them, hey, they're about to massively increase our power prices. They've already increased over the last few years massively. And they'll say, fine, it's for the earth. Carbon dioxide is deadly. The plants breathe. Yeah, but they're moving the industry to China where they have dirty, clean burning coal. So it's one world. More of this gas, if you hate it, it's getting out. Along with real things that are bad. They're like, I don't care. Shut it down in America. They love it. They just love watching everything fall apart. They get off on it. These are miscreant, spoiled, rotten children of hippies who now want everybody's guns and love evil and love Al Gore raping them. I mean, they love it. They get a little giggly face. They hate families. They hate private property. They are literal unhappy scum that want to ruin all of our lives. And they're shutting power plants down all over the country. And that's why your power bill is going up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.